Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 457. How are we all doing? It's warm. Not happy. Not a happy bunny. It's too warm. Yes, it was easy today, wasn't it, Jonathan? But you never know when it'll be easy and when it won't. Michael, you know the laughable holiday? Yeah, Mike's working. It's a webinar, so he'll be with us shortly, I think. You never know when you need to be there early, though, Jonathan. So, got to keep you on your toes. Oh, no one fighting for it. No need for refreshing. Did you all decide to give me an easy win? Yes, Jonathan. Yeah, but you never know when. CQ, Deb, CQ. Hello, Kim. Hello, Renee. It's not New Year, but you're at least your first. Okay, Renee, that's fine. That's fine. What have we all been up to? Apart from me wishing it was a heck of a lot cooler. But it is, of course, a very special day at MacBytes headquarters. We have a birthday! Lola 6 today. She's completely nonplussed, apart from all the treats. And we have gifts later that are all wrapped ready for her. Party time is after the show. She's a lucky, lucky girl. She has, let's just have a look. No, she's eaten the end off a jumbo, but she's left the rest in total disgust because it's far too warm. So, yes, we have a birthday. Oh, I know what we need to do if we've got a birthday, don't we? Well, where's that disappeared to? Where have you got? There we go. How did she get to be six? Honestly, that's just scary. She was, she was four when she moved in. And we even celebrated her fourth birthday with her. So I think she was only just past two when we met up in the park. Oh, it's scary. She doesn't look a day older. Which is just as well, isn't it? Oh, hello everyone who's joining us. Hello, Dee. Thank you for all the good wishes. I will pass those on. I will. Hello, Anthony. She's got a cake as well, but she doesn't know. Oh, an ice cream. Ice cream is a very special birthday treat here. Tradition with Maya. He used to have only vanilla. He's only ever allowed vanilla. He wanted chocolate, but chocolate's not good for dogs. And neither's the brown colour. He quite fancied the smell of strawberry. But again, wouldn't work with the fur. So he always had vanilla, and he had vanilla milkshakes as well. Oh, he was so cute with a milkshake. So we've got vanilla ice cream for later again. She doesn't know about that either, but she will do shortly. She's just resting at the moment because we're back to oppressively warm. Yesterday, it was exactly the same temperature, but it was breathable. So, you know, when people say like they like sun and they go on holiday to these weird exotic places where it's absolutely boiling hot. Maybe it's just not the same, because yesterday, same temperature, bearable. Today, absolutely hideous. Same temperature. No idea what's going on with it. But I am not happy because I am warm and I don't do warm very well. Oh, and you know, we have that saying here as well. We do mean it, but in the nicest possible way. Mum would just take it upon herself to go off at something. And one of the things that pushed all of her buttons was when it was sport that was on. So we only have in the UK five free-to-air channels that at that point were, you didn't need any kind of box or anything like that. There were only the five channels. And she loathed it when there was like sport on four of them. She really, really objected to that. Dad thought it was Christmas, but she didn't like it. Well, I glanced at the TV today, and I glanced at it because I was thinking who's playing tonight. And it's France and Germany tonight. But the funniest thing, the racing that started. So it's not just football. We've got wall-to-wall football, but there's racing on. So there was 2.5 hours of racing on to start with. And after that, they went straight into 6.5 hours of football with only an ad break as a rest. So 9 hours straight of sport. So obviously what you would do at that point is on the other side, they'll put something and it'll be like an old film. But it'd be a film that you might want to watch again, if you know what I mean. No, On the other side, 5 hours of tennis. So I looked at it and I just looked at Mike and I said, thank God she's dead. Because we would have heard about it in stereo for hours. Hours. The thing was, you know, that's why we wanted her to have an Apple TV and a digital box. But she was like, no, I should. It shouldn't just be sport on the TV. What do you lot think about too much sport on the TV? I'm liking Happy Birth Dog. Yes, we're having a party. It's not a party, it's a party. P-A-U. P-A-W. Oh, Renee had ice cream at a farm. I bet that was gorgeous. Oh, let me have a look at that link. No, that does look nice. Oh, that's got all of her favourites in it because she likes the smell of strawberry too. That looks amazing. We have little tubs like that, but only at like theatres where you go and get one at the break. I don't know. Well, looking at the spoon, it's probably a similar size to that. And the last time Mike went to get one, it's some kind of handmade dairy thing. But it's got a lid on it, so there's probably only half the ice cream in it. And he disappeared and he came back with this ice cream. This was at the Palace Theatre when we went to see We Will Rock You. And he comes back and it had cost, I think we had to buy a bottle of water and I don't know why. We probably weren't allowed to take one in. So there was possibly one small bottle of water, like 500ml of water, and then these two ice creams. And it was about £15.50. And I said, pardon? I said, I would have told you not to buy it at that price. Utterly obscene. And it wasn't even as nice as that. It had a lid on it and it was only half as full. Oh, picture by Scan Things. Excellent. Oh, Kiva gets ice cream on her birthday as well. There's a tradition. We've started a tradition. I think we actually had for Maya towards the end, we actually had a birthday cake that was totally ice cream. And he looked absolutely mortified when we had some. As though, excuse me, it's my birthday and it's my cake and I intend to eat all of it. And he's like, no, Maya, you'll be sick. But I think he wanted it like over a couple of days. So we'll see what Lola makes of it. I know she enjoyed last year's. In fact, I turned last year's into a demo, if you remember, because we couldn't light the candles that close to Lola's fur. So we had the cake down there with Lola. And then later on, when it was on the table, I extracted the lit candle and then put the flame on the candle of the unlit cake. If you remember, we got a demo out of that. Oh, dogs love ice cream. Oh, yeah, definitely. And a milkshakes as well, if you've got one, Kim. Yogurt. Yes, Maya had yogurt. We gave him that active bio yogurt when he had a poorly tummy. And that always seemed to do some good. So a while back, Lola was off her dog food. She just didn't fancy dog food. She was quite fine with, you know, hand-cooked chicken. Oh, yeah, that was fine. You know, all cut up into lovely little morsels for her. But she just didn't want the dog food. So I said she's probably got a bit of a jippy tummy. So we ordered some of this bio yogurt. So what we do now is we order a pot every week. And if it gets to, like, the day before and she's not needed it, then Mike eats it for breakfast. Then we get a new one. So, yes, she has some of that. Oh, Debsy's iPad is preparing to ship. That's fantastic. That is definitely, definitely, definitely worth. Yay. I think you'll find when it gets to the preparing to ship stage, it could well ship today and be with you tomorrow. Because the preparing to ship stage was like blink and you'll miss it with mine. And I got the notification from the the one bringing it, the delivery company, which in my case was DPD, before I got notified by Apple it had left the building. So that is fantastic news. Oh, you've got a McDonald's only a mile from where you are. Not been there in 5 years. Love the shakes, though. I don't eat the food. The food is not good. After Mike's dad's funeral, which, being a Jewish funeral, was in episodes, we had to go from... Now, where were we going? I'm trying to remember because it really is in episodes. So we were doing the going to the synagogue thing. And we were coming on from somewhere else and we had no food. And we stopped at McDonald's. Never again. Oh, my God. Never again. How we didn't get anthrax, I don't know. And we did, there was no way we could have had a burger, so we had some chicken pieces, allegedly. But I wouldn't like that. They may have seen a chicken at some point. You know, just might have done. But no, it wasn't good. But the milkshakes, oh yeah, love the milkshakes. So we go through a drive-thru and just get milkshakes. But they are lovely. Okay. Oh, Dee had mixed milk and cranberry juice in the hope of discovering a brilliant new drink. You seem to be five years old still. It was terrible. Oh dear. It might have been better. Did you whisk the milk? That might have been reasonable. I did see the other day on the internet, it said if you've got chocolate, and I don't know if it meant powder, you know, like you would put a hot chocolate drink, or whether it meant actual chocolate, but it said if you've got chocolate and you've got milk, you've got a fabulous dessert. And when I looked at it, I have seen this before, but I've also heard it doesn't work. What somebody did was they put something, and I can't remember what, into a milk carton with the milk. So in this case, it would have been the chocolate. And I don't know how they managed to turn milk into something more solid with just chocolate. But it was like a kind of mousse thing that was the shape of the milk carton. But like I said, the other one I'd heard was actually white. It wasn't chocolate. It was something that they put in it. And the idea is you shake it like crazy and then put it in a microwave. And then when you've taken it out and it cools, you know, you've got this dessert, like a moussey type dessert. I'm not seeing it myself. And there was another video that debunked all these other videos. So people put videos together, but what actually comes out is not the way they said to do it. But this particular chocolate one, I thought Mike would have loved that. Oh, would have loved that. Renee once had six kiwis and blended them with vanilla ice cream. I had one bite and went into anaphylactic shock. Oh, wow. Renee, that is shocking. Had you had kiwis before? I love kiwis. Oh, I do. Kiwis are fantastic. Didn't have them till I was about 18. And Mum just randomly brought them home and said, you might like these. And I'm looking at them thinking that, Mum, they've got fur on them. But they do. I love them. You were all swollen like the little Michelin guy. That is a serious reaction. EpiPen at hand. Oh, you love them but can't have them anymore. Oh, no. I guess that sounds like me with Farley's Rusks. I do love Farley's Rusks, but they got gluten in. And they did do gluten-free, and then they took the gluten-free away. I have, however, found, totally unrelated to the Farley's Rusks, some gluten-free sausages that we can get our hands on. Well, we've not been able to get the sausages from our sausage supplier because they're on a market in Bury and we've no idea if it's open and if it is about the distancing and all the rest of it. So we've just not been able to buy a sausage for 18 months. So we bought them in a tin, don't ask. They're not actually bad considering they're in a tin. But I've just found some freshly made sausages that are gluten-free. They're not as big as the other sausages, but you know, beggars can't be choosers with these things. So fingers crossed, if I can get them here. Then there was an issue overnight placing an order. So I couldn't do that either. Ugh, so annoying. Oh, and everybody else. Oh, let me get these pictures. I was going to show Mike earlier. Utterly unbelievable. This was on the front of one of our papers this morning after yesterday when Boris decided, you know, that he was going to have to bite the bullet and keep us all in lockdown. Although the lockdown we're in, you know, let's be honest, it's virtually not a lockdown full stop. But people are not happy. They're not happy. I can't fathom the difference myself. All you've got to do is wear a mask and keep 2 metres apart. Other than that, you can do pretty much what you like. But people are upset. So obviously, you know, our stupid, stupid papers, headline of which is, will we ever be free? I mean, it's not exactly in jail, is it? Freedom put on ice. But there was another paper, and it was one of the decent ones. It was one of the ones that you would think would know better. It was the Telegraph. And this is the front of today's Telegraph with two people who should know better, to be honest. There you go. I mean, there are no words for stupidity. Let's take that full screen. Is that going to load in? Yeah, 99.97% of people are not dying. It's a real shame for the other 0.3% then, isn't it? And then freedom isn't negotiable. Look at the age of her. Like she's old enough to know better. And, you know, if you want to risk your life, that's fine. But the whole point with the COVID thing is it's not your own life you're risking, it's other people's. So, yeah, I didn't have much time for those. No social distancing, no masks on the march. So basically idiots on the march, the anti-lockdown protesters. And it was Whitehall yesterday, which is in the centre of London. So back to normal then. Oh, and now we've got other people saying that they're no longer supporting the lockdown. But, you know, one of our friends today has just announced on Facebook he's got COVID, which is not good from many, many, many perspectives. One, he's got two young children. And whether it's a light case of it or not, there's no way that he can work. He's a firefighter. But he went away at the weekend for a party. Concerned. Oh, we've been to church as well. So now everybody on the NHS app at church will probably get pinged to say they need to self-isolate as well. So whether we're in or out of lockdown is totally irrelevant, really, isn't it? When people are actually still catching it. And you then have to go into your own lockdown. Oh, let me have a look what Renee's got there. Gluten-free sausages. Yeah, they're not actually from Tesco's that we're going to get them. But that's unfortunately unavailable at the moment. And it says cocktail sausages, but the ones we've got have, say, they're chipolatas. So they look a little bit bigger than that, but not as big as a normal sausage. When they're back in stock, that would be fabulous. We'll have to... yeah, rice flour, you see. They've used rice flour, and I can eat rice flour. Which is why at the Chinese, I love the pancakes, because they're made with rice flour. So it's the only place I can eat the pancakes. Ah, love it. Imagine, have you seen what else is in that? It's like, really? It's most of that food. Scary stuff. Yes, I will have a look at that. Oh, Renee's got his EpiPen everywhere you go. Absolutely needed these days. It just seems to be more, doesn't it? So many people have got allergies to so many different things. There was one the other day, and I think she was injecting herself with something. It wasn't an EpiPen. It was just something that she has to do. And they tracked it down to the fact that the school is next to a main road. And the levels of lead, you know, going by and all the other chemicals were off the scale. And I'm thinking, but most of our schools are on main roads. Not many of them are on, like, quiet roads. There's the odd one or two. And the other thing is, of course, when the parents turn up to pick the children up, they're in Chelsea tractors and they leave the engines running. So it's not a great thing anyway. I'm very grateful that without exception, when I was at school, no parent came to pick a child up in a car. There were buses and there was bikes and some people walked and that was it. But there was no thing of a parent rocking up to pick you up in a big Chelsea tractor. That just did not happen. When I was at primary school, so about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, your parent had to be seen out of the window. So mum had to walk up the road and walk a little bit further. So she'd like wave to let them know she was there. And then I could go out. And there was another few parents that did that. And that was how, you could now leave because your parent was there. We do insist, I think, at the school I'm a governor at, parents have to bring the children in and take them home. Because it's gone crazy these days. Back in the day, every parent walked the child to school. And we'd had to insist that parents walk them because they just let them walk themselves, age 7, to school like a mile. I wouldn't let a child out of my sight. Oh, this is why it's easier not to have them. It's bad enough keeping my eye on the dog. Right, what else is going on here? Dee was looking at anaphylactic shock on the wiki today. You got brought there because you were looking at some unrelated allergies and people can be allergic to cold and water. I mean, there are things, aren't there? You do see people in a bubble. Many years ago, the first time I saw it was like they were allergic to everything. And inside their bedroom, they lived in a hermetically sealed bubble. And anything that was like passed in, like a book or a game or a toy, had to be like detoxed and then put in this airlock so the air didn't get in with it. It was just terrifying, this poor girl. And there was one the other week that was exactly the same thing, allergic to everything. And not even like EpiPens or whatever, because it was just everything. And you wonder how that happens. And how on earth do you even start to treat that? Kim says, our news is saying that the UK and 11 other countries are moving ahead with the vaccine passports, which is shocking to you. That it was a matter of time before that happened. And while you will get people who are up in arms over privacy, I guess, I actually think the unfortunate thing here is, I mean, having to have ID, you would use either your driving licence or your passport. And my driving licence does not need replacing. We don't renew our driving licences every 2 minutes. Mine is still there. Dated, do you love this? The 9th of May, 1985, which was the day I passed my test. And it's got no photo on it, because back in the day you didn't have that. But it's still a legally enforceable driving licence, so I don't need a new one. I can choose to have a new one. But if I moved house, I'd need a new one. And that would be free because you've moved house. But because I haven't moved house, which was when Mike got his new one, you need to pay for it. And I'm thinking, well, I don't really need it. I don't need a new one. But the problem then is people wanting something that identifies you. And I'm like, well, that's OK, because I've got a passport. But unfortunately, my passport ran out in 2015, but I wasn't going anywhere. So I thought, well, I'll leave it till I am, because obviously then Brexit happened and all the passports, you know, your passport would be the old style passports, because we're then having new style passports. So I thought, well, I might as well wait. And then COVID happens and I'm not going anywhere. So I don't actually have a form of photo ID that is less than 16 years old. I mean, I still look like me, but that's not the point. The photo on it is 16 years old, because a passport is valid for 10 years in this country. So I don't actually have anything to prove I am who I say I am, which is why I still have paper bills sent to the house, because they'll ask you for a bill. So some form of ID that everybody has that's the same actually wouldn't necessarily be a bad idea. But if you then tie it up with the COVID status, then you're going to get a two-tier society where some people can't have it. And if you haven't had it, whether you can have it or not, because now there's a push to get the people who've had the first vaccine, get them the second vaccine. So, you know, talk about the back of the queue. I'll be the last person in the country at this rate. I can understand that people will be a bit aggrieved if they can't do things because of this vaccine passport thing. But then does it make sense? It's not good. It's not good. Let's put it like that. Probably in the app as well. And then I'm thinking, well, what about people who don't have a phone like that? And the two-tier systems or society that will pop up inadvertently is probably going to be split by age, where younger people are going to tend to have a phone that's compatible, and older people might not have a phone, full stop, or any kind of device to have that on. So they'll bring it in the back door, like they always do. Right. Demp says, I was at the doctor's yesterday, nobody had a mask on in the whole building. The doctor didn't, the nurse didn't, the receptionist didn't, and you did. Well, at least we know you're safe. Although I know they say it's the other way around, don't they? Those wearing the masks are protecting those that aren't. But wouldn't you think that they'd show willing and set an example, basically? Because the thing is, didn't they all say this winter there was no flu? Because we were all being that careful not to catch COVID that we didn't catch flu either. And actually, I think it would be good practice to adopt that most of the time. You know, I'm not saying live like we live in COVID, but be careful, because flu can be a killer. We're always being told that when they're shoving that vaccine at us. And that, of course, it's the best guess vaccine, that one, isn't it? And it also varies depending on how much you pay for it. So you can get one free on the NHS if you meet the criteria. And then you can pay at a chemist, but then you can pay a bit more. And apparently the more you pay, the better the vaccine, which is like, what? But it is, there's different levels of vaccine. I thought, it reminds me of a car wash. In the UK, when you sit outside a car wash, you've got like a menu, and you can say, I want, you know, up to number four, the wax thing, or I want up to that one. So I remember the last time I took my car in, I thought, I need the full works. So I think it was £12 to have the whole thing done. So I just threw the money out the window and said, you know, full Monty, which was the bottom one. Not macOS full Monty. That's something wholly different now. But it does sound a bit like that, doesn't it? if there are different levels of protection depending on what you pay. Oh, medicine. Not on. Ray has never had to use the EpiPen. Well, long may that last, but at least you've got it with you, which is the important thing. Somebody had this story went out, and it was after a girl in the UK had got on a flight, and she had an allergy. It was a really serious allergy. I can't remember what to. But she always checked the ingredients on anything she ate. And I think it could have been Pret-a-Manger that she was at, but it was at the airport, it was a concession at the airport. And she picked up this sandwich and she checked it and she asked them. And you are supposed to legally have an allergy book. So as well as the label on the packet, you can ask to see the allergy book. And it's like an A4 binder that you would flick to for this particular sandwich. And it would include everything that was in it. And that was how careful she was. So she'd had this sandwich. She gets on the plane. And whatever it was that she was allergic to was actually in the sandwich. And she had this anaphylactic shock on the plane. And at that point, there was no way they could get any extra medical attention for her. And she died. She actually died with her parents and her sister next to her on this plane. So after that, it kicked off big style over what is in it should be on it. No matter what. Never mind it was like less than 0.0001%, because at that rate, why are you putting it in full stop? But the rules changed after that. I wish I could remember her name, but it became like her law. After that, you know, because of that episode, every time something happened and somebody was allergic to something, it was all over the papers. And this particular thing was a girl who knew she was allergic to one thing, and that wasn't in what she'd eaten. But it turned out, unbeknownst to her, she was allergic to something else that was in there. So she goes into anaphylactic shock, actually in the store. And she didn't have an EpiPen, because this allergy she had wasn't that serious, but she just wouldn't eat it. And there was a lad in there, and he could see from her reaction, the way that she was shaking, that it looked like anaphylactic shock. He did have an EpiPen, because he was allergic to something else. And I think it was a very brave decision for him. He gave it to her. He actually administered this EpiPen. I mean, can you imagine it had gone wrong and she'd have died? But I think that was a very brave decision, but he did it and he saved her life. And then, of course, he needed immediately to go and get another EpiPen. And at that stage, she then had to go to hospital. So she then had an EpiPen. That one sticks with me, because I think, you know, would you do it or not? People are so fond of suing you if something goes wrong. But there again, she was literally on the point of death, and he obviously knew that because he'd had the same kind of fits with whatever he was allergic to, but he saved her life. Oh, right. Oh, let me have a look at that. Risk factors for it. And the girl is now wandering in and thinking it's time for her cake. So that's what they look like, just with exposure to the cold. Wow. That is not good. My hands go like that if I touch bread. Yep, it looks exactly like that at the top. Like, I know it says hives, but I'd say like tiny ulcers. But that's if I actually touch bread, which I now no longer do. Oh, that was good timing, wasn't it, lady? There's Daddy.
Why was it good time?
She's just chunnering now.
You're chunnering?
Yes. Cakes were mentioned, Father, and ice cream.
Do you want to go in the garden?
It'll do for a start, but at the moment I'm just chunnering.
Come on.
You want to say hello to everybody? He's disappeared. I'll say hello from him. Oh, that is not good, those pictures. Oh, Kim has finished it and they definitely need another season. Well, yes, Kim. Mm. They did leave it that they could, didn't they? And the way that Steve and what's her name were talking at the end, Kate, there was an opportunity. I think it was left flexible. But my favourite episode was season 6, episode 6, The Wee Donkey. After that, I didn't care. It was just The Wee Donkey. But I'm glad you got to see them. Right, let's catch up. Renee's just watched a YouTube video of a couple who go to yard sales and found this, and you thought of Dee. Let's have a look what we got. Oh, indeed. Very cool. Very cool. I love the title at the bottom. She didn't know her toys were valuable. That sounds like me with all my tech toys. Yay. Kim says, plus with the electronic passport, they will track your every move. They probably will. I mean, they'll have to, won't they? So, I don't know. This thing has been weird from the start. It's been totally weird from the start. And it isn't getting any better and it isn't getting any clearer. And people are just pushing back against it. But as we've all said, this will happen again. Unless you close those markets down, which I watched a video once was enough. Couldn't watch it again. Oh, my God, it was bad. And it wasn't like a scary type tactic video. It was a real documentary thing. It must have been about 15, 20 minutes long. And it explained the history of the wet markets and the fact that, you know, that is now part of their culture and you can't kind of take it off them. And I'm thinking, but oh my God, it's disgusting. They were eating all kinds of weird stuff. But it started that they didn't have enough food to eat. So they were then eating these animals that, you know, I mean, why you would have bat soup, I don't know. It really explained it. When you saw this footage that had been taken, like, covertly, so you were seeing it as it was, not like a sanitised version they'd cleaned up because there was a camera crew coming. It was vile. And now we see that it can spread like wildfire. It'll happen again. It will. It will happen again. And are we any more prepared? Probably not. They're now talking about mixing and matching vaccines. Although there was a vaccine mentioned the other day. I think Novavax, 100% effective. And I'm thinking, well, why haven't we got any that you're giving out? Still offering the AZ stuff here. I'm not going anywhere, Kim, so I'm not concerned if they're tracking me or not. In fact, it seems like they don't know I exist, including my doctor. Doesn't know I exist. Oh, that's definitely living off-grid, isn't it? This will be because my notes are on paper. They will be the last ones that they get round to, in the hopes that everybody who has paper notes is probably already dead. So they'll get me right at the end, telling you. By then, something else will come in. Fun fact from Dee. So long as a goodbye comes from when the Irish went to America, and the Irish word for goodbye was slán, and people misunderstood it as so long. Do you know, it's amazing how language is so flexible and develops, isn't it? All these words that the kids are using these days that at some point are going to need to be added to the dictionary so we can all understand them. Language is so flexible. Here they have a double dose of flu vaccine for seniors. I've never actually partaken, Kim. My only experience with it is two people that I know of that took this thing. One was my dad, and that was because he'd been ill when he was younger and they thought it was a good idea. And he was also working at the time in contact with schools. So he said, no problem, he'd take this flu vaccine. And he was as ill as we have ever seen him. He was absolutely diabolical for about a month. It was a really bad reaction to it. So bad, he said he would never take it again. The other one was a lady who probably at the time was only probably the age I am now, early 50s. And she always went to the football matches. She was active, you name it. The only thing was she smoked, and that was why they wanted her to have the flu jab. So she said no problem at all, and she had it. And the next week, she didn't turn up at the match, and this was unheard of. She'd not missed a match in like 35 years, and she didn't turn up. So her daughter said she's really ill. So the daughter had brought somebody else and said she's really ill, and she said she's had this flu jab and she's taken bad after it. There's taken bad and taken bad, because I mean, most people have a bad reaction to the COVID thing. But this was that bad. She ended up in hospital with it. She eventually came back about 2 months later. That was like her first time back at the match. You wouldn't have recognised her. She'd aged about 30 years overnight. Her hair had gone from like a normal, like darkish colour to white. And I thought, well, you know, maybe she was dyeing it. But no, her hair changed from being like the colour it had been all her life to white overnight. She had breathing problems. She'd had some lung stuff that had to be done while she was in the hospital. It was appalling. And it did, like, totally put me off. Like, it took about if anything could go wrong, it would go wrong. And I thought, the reaction was that bad, you'd have been better off with the flu. Because she ended up with scarring on the lungs that was permanent. And you're thinking, but, you know, maybe it would have been 50-50 if she got the flu. And maybe she had this bad reaction because she smoked. I've no idea, because my dad smoked. So both of the ones I've heard with really bad reactions were smokers. So I don't know. But how the pair of them ended up was shocking. And then towards the end, because Dad had cancer, the doctor said to him, you should have this flu jab. And Dad was a bit reticent. But, you know, like they're scared in witless with, you know, if you get flu, it'll see you off. So he did take this flu jab. And they said something about it will protect you. And something was definitely said about pneumonia, right? That if you did get that, then you would recover. And, you know, you'd be far better with it. So he had it. One, he had the most shocking reaction yet again. And then caught pneumonia and died. So that went well, didn't it? So, no, I'm not a fan of flu jabs, but that's just me. Having said that, you know, I'm not a fan of getting anywhere near anybody who's ill either. So if we just stick to our own little Mac Bites cocoon, where it is 1985, I've got a 1985 playlist on permanent repeat day. I'm happy. It's literally like turning the clock back. I'm 18 again and loving it. So long may that rain. Although we have today, we've got another 4 weeks where if you can work from home, then you should be working from home. And then after that, a phased return. Yeah, right. I've got a lot to say about that. EpiPens are lifesavers. Yeah, I've seen people give them where they do really like stab them into the thigh, don't they? It's quite off-putting. But, you know, if it's that. So Renee was taught with a needleless pen. That's a good way to do that. But you do seem to have to really go at it, don't you, when I've seen people do it. I guess the biggest problem with that is if somebody, you may have been trained, but if it comes on that fast, I'm assuming you've made sure that there's, most of the time there's somebody with you who could give you that and would know how to do it. That should really be part of first aid these days. I mean, gone are the days when first aid was like, you know, put a plaster on it. Like that guy on Saturday, the captain got to him first and he did the ABC thing with the airway and is he breathing and stuff and got him into the right position. Lucky that someone was there instantly that happened. I mean, if he'd have been driving and the same thing would have happened, or being alone and the same thing would have happened. So maybe we should do things like that at school instead of the stupid stuff that they do at school. I mean, we have things that have to be done in school. And you're like, really? It's not. I always say in our day, it was reading, writing and arithmetic. And then everything else came after that. But now there's a lot of like social awareness and stuff, which is fine. But can you learn to read and write first? And then we'll worry about that. And things like first aid would be something nice to be added on. It could be a lifesaver for some people. And the earlier that you teach children that, the more confident they'll be doing it. I mean, my mum knew the basics, but I cannot envisage somebody collapsing in front of her and her springing into action. Dad probably would have done, but he'd have been clueless as to what to do. Mum would have had all the theory and Dad would have been willing to do the practice. So I think it needs to be married together a bit. Right. Kim says they're saying that COVID may not have come from wet market now. It might not have done. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about that laboratory that's out in Wuhan. So I don't know. Maybe it was a deliberate release. Who knows? Who knows? But do we think it's the last time it'll happen? No. Because that, a few years ago, there was the SARS thing in Canada. And a lot of people died in Canada. And you were just waiting for it to arrive here. And by some miracle, it didn't. But if it had have done, you know, with the stupidity that we've got going round here, it would have taken off like wildfire. No one's got any sense at all. This is what I've come to. Oh, Kim says she's heard bat's very tasty. You don't think you'll try it? No. No. Just Kim, no. On no level would I want to try that. In fact, it was so bad, the first time ever I contemplated going vegan. Oh, Dee says, you remember going to Canada and to get in from Ireland, you needed some electronic thing digitally connected to the passport. But it's only a couple of dollars and it didn't last long. But once they'd got, like, let's see your passport, everyone freaked out because none of us had this thing. It's not a thing, just digital. You had to get confirmation email you got years ago before they let you on. Oh, wow. I did not know anything about that. It's going to get that way, though. That's the only way. And, you know, maybe there's benefits to the government in doing this, because then they can track would-be terrorists, couldn't they? But then the rest of us have to be tracked as well. So if you're up to mischief, you're going to get found out. Like all those people at the beginning of lockdown who were having affairs. And it didn't end well. Most of them were in government. Or the health professionals, one or the other. Oh, like dope, rad and sick indeed, Dee. They're going to have to be, because you know, I need to know what these mean. And I can't be going to the Urban Dictionary, because that never ends well. The Urban Dictionary is just a scary place to be. Everything is a double entendre at the Urban Dictionary. Oh. Renee has in my past, and you can use it to get into the civilian files just by holding it over the phone. Well, civilian is not right. Is it personal files? Or the information that they hold on you, maybe? Oh, let's have a look. Immigration, right. An electronic travel authorisation. Good grief, what are these? Why would you need that if you got a passport? I mean, what would the difference be? It's amazing. We're going from one extreme to the other. Because it's just been announced here that we've got a free trade agreement with Australia after the Brexit thing. So anybody under 35 can basically just go work in Australia. Which... I know in Australia they're missing. There's a lot of medics go to Australia. A lot of dentists go to Australia because that's something that they don't have an overabundance of. So at the one extreme, you've got like, yeah, fine, you don't need any paperwork, just come over. And then you've got this kind of thing where you need extra above your passport to get into a country. I don't understand it. Seems to me it would be better to kind of standardise it. And then everybody's got the right stuff that they need. We went on holiday once down to the south coast of England. I think it was Dover or Portsmouth way somewhere. And you could get on a boat and go over to France for the day and then bring back duty-free stuff. So with Dad being a smoker, he thought that was Christmas. So we went to get on this thing. And when we'd done it the year before, you could have a day passport. So you had to go to a post office and you had to have your photographs done. And then they were all stamped and stuff. And that was it. It was your day passport. And it cost like, you know, a couple of pound instead of having a full passport. So the next year we went to do the same. To find out you can't do that. You had to have a full passport. And obviously we were literally about to board. And so we couldn't do that. But it turned out you can get on the boat and you can go all the way over to France and you can buy your duty free on board the boat. And then come back. So that's what we had to do. We weren't able to get off the boat at the other end. That was a great holiday. What, another one of our laughable holidays. That time we were stuck on the boat. We were like boat people, refugees. And people saying like, oh, you know, we docked, are you coming off? No, haven't totally got the paperwork for that. So it'd be nice to have like one thing that just worked everywhere. I don't think we're going to get there though. I don't. Oh, Deb doesn't smoke, but had a real bad reaction to the last two flu shots, 102 degree fever. It does make me wonder, you know, what's in them, that they take you that bad. Yes, 1985 when I... Oh, it was a good year. It was. So Renee's wife wanted to be at the EpiPen instructions to be able to administer it. Exactly. I mean, if you've... All the family, if you've got somebody in there, it just makes sense, doesn't it? And it's not just the mechanics of it. It's actually having the courage in the moment to do that and to do it as hard as it would need to be done. That was what they told us in the first aid we did with Annie the doll, that you can't be gentle with it, that you need to be pushing down like 2 to 3 inches. And if ribs break, then ribs break. And the people there going, oh, my God, no. But when you saw... Because you don't actually often see it for real, do you? You see it in TV dramas and films and stuff, but you know it's not real. But again, that footballer on Saturday, when you saw them going at it, they were not gentle. It really was like fighting for somebody's life. And I wonder how many people who have had first aid training would be too gentle because they're petrified of making it worse. So I think the training is so, so important. Let's have a look. They ought to teach kids how to balance a checking account as well. Do you know that's right, Kim? They don't do stuff like that, do they? We had a thing here called life studies. And it was, you know, it made sense to us that it was supposed to be stuff like that, but it wasn't. It turned out to be like marketing and advertising. And you're like, that's not as important as how to look after money.
We never did any of that at all.
Did you have life studies?
No.
It was to fill, I think it was 1 hour a week that was lacking. And then life studies at college, when I went from school to college, that was it at school. At college, you could pick what you did for an hour, basically. So you had 10 things you could choose from. One of which was interpretive dance. You can guess where that came on my list of 10. I only put 9 on the list. I was quite right. The logic was, in my mind, if I tell them that, you know, I want to do... It was computers... media.
Followed by computers.
Well, actually, now you mention
computers.
It. Well, I put computers first because that's what I wanted to do. They'd cancelled my A-level in computers and I thought this is a good way to get something in computers. So I put that down as number one. And then I put another two down. And I've just put the rest in some kind of order. And then I didn't put this interpretive dance. This is poncing about in the gym in your pants. That honestly, that's what it was. And I thought when we'd left school that we'd left that behind us. And I thought what they'll do here is I can't put that at number 1, 2 or 3 because, you know, on the off chance that this is genuine and they give you one of your top three choices. I can't put it in the middle either because then it's like, well, it wasn't the last thing on your list. But I really believed if I put it on the list at all, even in 10th position, that's the one I'd get. So obviously I was with other people and they were filling their forms in. And somebody said, you've only put 9 on. I said, that's because I'm not putting interpretive dance anywhere. You know, I'll leave college before I'll do interpretive dance in my pants. So, I mean, bearing in mind, there were people at this college. We were 16 at the time. The people at this college in their 20s. I am not poncing about in the gym in my pants. It's not happening. And D, it was 1985. No, I'm not doing it. So when it came back, you know, I didn't get interpretive dance. So unsurprisingly, it wasn't on the list. But I didn't get my top three either. So I was right in that they treated it as some kind of like personality test. How would you cope if you didn't get your own way?
Not very well.
Well, no, I don't, do I?
No.
So I did go along to this thing that I got put on, which was, it was like media. Terrible News, it was called. So they all had funky names as well. So it was called Terrible News. And I did do it for the entire term. And then when it came to the next one, I said, if I don't get computers, I'm not doing it. So at that point, I laid the law down with them and I got computers. Then when we came on to the third one, I got to do 3 of these things. So the second term was in my element. I was in my computers and I was happy. And then when it came to the next one, they offered me something stupid like psychology. And I thought, I'm not doing it. So I said to the guy on the computers, if I can get them to agree, will you let me come back and do the computers again? And he said, yeah. So then he said, yes, if you can get it past Sonia. And Sonia was this... There are words, but they're bad words, in charge. She was the deputy head. So I went and said to her, can I do the computers again? And she said, I can't let you do that. And the look on my face must have said it all. And she said, no, I can't let you do that unless he agrees. So I stood there and I thought, each one's handing it off to the other. So I said, I've already asked him and he agreed. And then really quietly under my breath, I said, as long as you do. I mean, what can I do when they're both leaving it to each other? No, you've got to get 2 yeses. I thought, well, I've got to get a yes out of one of them for the other yes to kick in. So she said, oh, in that case, fine. So I did the computers twice. But that was how I got away with it. But it would have been really good if one of those things had have been first aid. And then you'd have done 13 weeks in first aid. That would have been incredibly useful and a life skill. Like you're saying, banking would have been another life skill. Instead of which, it was interpretive dance and psychology. And Terrible News, which wasn't good. Oh dear, oh dear. Right, let's have a look. Yeah, exactly, Dee. Don't go to the Urban Dictionary. Your faith will just wither away. Has anybody visited the dark web? You're curious. Renee, don't be curious. It's the Wild West. No, but Kim would like to know how to get there. Well, you start with Tor. T-O-R. Tor is the dark web browser. But you do need to know where to go. It's like the web without Google. How would you find anything? But I mean, it's the dangerous place to go. A dangerous, dangerous place. Oh, Kim can go to Canada pre-COVID with just a driving licence. No, the driving licence is pretty much just for driving in this country. But it is used. People will say they'll take your driving licence as proof of ID. The funniest one I heard with that was Facebook, who, to open a business page, wanted a photocopy of your driving licence. So I thought, well, you can have a photocopy of my driving licence if you want. There's no picture on it. And then they came back and said there's no picture on it. And I thought, well, and I actually wrote back to them, what would you be comparing the picture with to prove it was me? Because they haven't got anything. And it was like, oh dear, that's a good point. You know, obviously when you're studying a shop and or a car rental place and you're trying to rent a car, they can compare the picture to you because you're stood there. But that doesn't work online. There is only one picture of me online that you guys have seen, that you know about. There's another one, but you can't see my eyes. I've got a hat on. So there isn't much to compare it with, but they hadn't quite twigged that. Urban Dictionary is just dangerous. Avoid it at all costs.
Yes, you might have been.
Can't remember. But potentially buying something you used taught and followed some weird links.
Cake for birthday.
Oh dear, oh dear. No, avoid it. Avoid it. That is a good life skill, Kim. I did economics and we didn't do buying stock.
No, did we?
Mind you, that's like putting money on a horse, isn't it, these days? Back then, it was like... The fluctuations were like legitimate in response to real things. And now it's just like... Didn't somebody buy up something not long ago? And some defunct company went viral, a games company, and the price of the stock just shot up. It was like market manipulation. It's too much like the Wild West. It's probably as light as the dark web gets and you didn't stick around. Oh, the Great Book of Mischief. No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go there. Hello, Sarah. Oh, Deb says in high school grade 9, everyone had to take a general business class. And you learned how to type, do a checkbook, and how to get along outside mum and dad in the real world. You see, again, that would have been fantastic. That would have been so useful. But we had nothing like that. Nothing at all. No, I don't do the dark web, no. I have no need for a hitman, as far as I'm aware. So, no, I don't do that. The dark web is afraid of Elaine. If the dark web was where 1985 was, we'd all be there, Dee. But it's not. It's not. Actually, there's a lot of law enforcement that are around on the dark web. And I have heard a couple of stories where somebody has hired somebody to kill somebody on the dark web. So they sent the pictures and stuff and said, you know, you let me know when you're doing it and I'll get an alibi and all of this. Ex-girlfriends was one. This girl had told this lad she didn't want to see him anymore. And he went on the dark web and got a hitman. You know, as you do. Not. But the thing was, he didn't realise that this hitman, massive inverted commas, was actually police. He was FBI. And once they'd got him banged to rights, they arrested him and the girl was fine. But how scary for the girl. If he'd have got a hitman and not the FBI, she would no longer be with us. It's a scary place. A life skill now would be how to use Amazon. That is very true. Oh, yes, we had to do the Amazon thing, didn't we, Mike? In a bit of a hurry. We did. The lights failed. We were left in the dark, weren't we?
Mm.
The bridge. If you have... Has anybody... Let me know if you've got lights that work with the A-Lady. The bulbs that we'd got, we had one Philips Hue light bulb. These are expensive bulbs. I've got a fitting in the office and it has four bulbs in it. And each bulb is something like £85. And I said to Mike, it'd be cheaper to rebuild the entire office than it would be to buy the replacement bulbs. They're that expensive. We might have to go this way yet. But we had one Philips Hue that came with the A-Lady. And the lights went the other day, and it's the bridge. You need a bridge between the bulbs and the A-Lady. And Philips Hue, it's built into the A-Lady. So you don't actually need a physical bridge. It can just connect as long as this particular A-Lady is alive and well, which is the one with the hearing like a bat on the landing. But the bridge had gone. So the lights, you could turn them on and off by hand, but poor Mike stood talking to this light like 10 times. He asked it to turn off and it wasn't having it. So emergency light work is going to need to happen. So I got these two bulbs to test them out. We're rather fond of them now, aren't we?
We are. We like them.
Yeah. They're not the most expensive Philips Hue bulbs. I do believe young Jonathan had Philips Hue bulbs at one point. And he said he wouldn't buy them again. He was young and impressionable. They were heckishly expensive. So we're going to have to think about that. Oh, Renee and Mrs. Renee are buying Bitcoin. Ooh. There's a profit to gain with it. Oh, yeah, but the trouble is the bottom could fall out of the market tomorrow as well. Ah, you know, you'd be better off with gold bars in your wardrobe, wouldn't you? That would probably work well. Dee, how can she not love me? Well, anyway, yeah, beggar. An assassin. It's ridiculous. But, you know, some people have egos that are that fragile. They just can't move on. There's so many of the true crime things that I listen to, and ultimately that's what's happened. Either they've tried killing them themselves or arranged for an accident or something like that. One that I watched yesterday was just so sad. This girl was going out with this guy. He was a doctor and he was cheating on her with two others. He ended up with herpes and gave it to her. So they split up at that point. God knows why, but she got back together with him. They got married. They had two children. He then said, she by this stage was 35, that she needed to start taking a calcium pill to prevent osteoporosis. So this particular morning, she was trying to get out of the house and she was late. Oh, they also decided to try for another baby as well. So he told her that she needed vitamins. So he was shoving these pills down her throat as she was trying to get out of the house. Luckily, she decided not to go on the freeway, but take like a much slower route. And because of that, she could talk to her friend. So she's actually on the phone to her friend. And she says, I don't feel well. I feel like I'm going to be sick. I really feel really ill. So the friend said, you know, pull over. Anyway, she cut the phone call with the friend. And before she got a chance to pull over, she had an accident. But the accident didn't kill her. You know, she'd like hit a wall or whatever. People had come out and tried to help her. Long story short, what was in these pills was cyanide. And he was trying to get rid of her. And I'm like, but you've got two kids. You'd leave the kids with no mother because he had two other women on the go. Another two other women, in addition to the two other women he'd had on the go before. What is wrong with these people? They don't deserve to walk the earth with the rest of us. And the thing was, he expected her to be using the freeway and he expected he'd get away with it because they don't test for cyanide in a post-mortem autopsy thing. And that she'd be on the freeway and that she'd be doing sort of 60, 70 and she'd probably just have an accident and they would write it off as that. And I thought, but she could have killed somebody else and he didn't care about that either. Luckily, they caught him in the end. But, you know, what is wrong with these people? There is definitely something wrong with them all. Oh, Deb remembers when we're putting those lights in. Yes, because I got this little device thing, hadn't I? Well, the A-lady thinks that she still can talk to these bulbs. The bridge, which is an application called Smart Life, I think, doesn't think that the A-lady can talk to these bulbs. So I said to Mike, look, life's short. I haven't got the time to reprogram these. It took forever. The setup of these Smart Life bulbs was such that you needed to plug it in and then you needed to turn it on and off and on and off and on and off a certain number of times. And then it started flashing, you know, and by the end of it, Mike and I were saying, if you didn't have epilepsy before, you would at the end, because this thing was just flashing on and off at 100% power. But you had to go through the three different ways to connect that you knew wouldn't work to get to the last one that did. So to set up six bulbs would take easy a couple of hours, if not longer. So that's why I only bought one box of these Philips Hue bulbs. These are the cheaper ones that don't go, they don't have the full colour gamut. They go from like orange to bright white. So they're called white something, like a range of white, which is all we need. So I thought the big test is going to be, you know, plug the bulb in and then how long before it can find it. So I got that device out. If you remember, I got a plug with a light socket on the end of it. And that way I can set them up at my desk and then just hand them to Mike and he can go and install them wherever. Otherwise, you're running around the house like an idiot. So I plugged this thing in and I'd inadvertently left it on. So I put the bulb in it and the bulb turned on automatically. So the bulb had come on at that point. But instead of just sitting there, it flashed once. And I thought, oh, no, we've not got to do this dance, have we? And when it flashed, the phone that I hadn't even picked up at that point, that I've got my A-lady on, flashed on and said, you know, message from the A-lady, there's a new bulb, do you want to control it? And I thought, you're kidding me. It was that easy. So I think we might retire the older ones to other jobs and get some that are actually easier to manage. But yes, we were in the dark with that. It was like the Stone Age, wasn't it? Having to turn lights on and off at the wall. Because I've been saying during COVID, it's a godsend not to have to be doing that, because then you're washing the light switches every 2 minutes. The light switches never get touched, so they don't need cleaning as often, do they? And certainly not to the COVID level of cleaning. I think warm white's the middle one, Renee, and then at the other end, it's like really orangey. So that would be like warm, not even white. It's really orangey. And at the far end, it's like an aqua white, a brilliant white. So I can imagine most people leave them at the middle. But we had to play around with it because it was so easy to set up. At which point I got quite tempted by the ones that colour change, because if it's that easy, I was thinking, you know, I haven't got time to manage all of this. But if it's that easy, I might be tempted with some of the others. But the places we have bulbs at the moment, they're just the standard ones will do. It's unfortunate that the ones that would be really great to have, like, where you can dim the lights and change the colours of them, would need these really expensive ones at £80-odd each. I mean, £80-odd for a bulb. Not happening. It would be cheaper to just get a different socket at the top. Maybe with like a standard bulb in it. But maybe the price will come down. I don't know. If the price came down, then we might think about it. But it means that in the office and the studio, we need 8 of those bulbs. So if they're 85 each and we need 8 of them, that's £680 for 2 rooms. That's not happening. Oh my God, I could get an iPad for that and change. No, that's not going to happen. So lamps could be where it's at. If I could find a lamp that took the right bulb. But when you look at lamps these days, it's a nightmare of trying to get a bulb to match it. I found 2 lamps that would have been perfect, but they took something like an E26, and the only bulbs I could find were E27s, and they don't fit. And I'm thinking, in my day, it was either a bayonet fitting or an Edison screw, and that's it. And, you know, most of the time in this country, it was a bayonet bulb, and that was it. We've actually got a box of bulbs, haven't we, Mike? They were taking the bulbs off sale. So my mum stockpiled. So bulbs aren't something we're short of. We're short of space to store them, but there you go. So Dee's got a smart plug. Changed router recently. Forgot the processor connecting to the plug to the Wi-Fi, so you can't get on the new router with the password. Oh, no. To walk over it is simply a catastrophe. I'd have imagined there's some kind of reset button if you've got the instruction book, but oh, you threw the manual out. Oh no. Look it up online. Most of them you can get instructions now, but these bulbs were so easy to configure. I got all the instructions out and it like covered the desk. It was an A3 thing and it was all pictures, and you just didn't need it, just plugged it in and it was done. So yeah, unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. There is a couple of sites online and that's all they do. They are manual sites and they've got manuals for all kinds of stuff. If you got it via Amazon, there might be a link to the manual from Amazon as well. I've done that before today. But if you just can find some kind of reference, a manufacturer or a number, and then put that in and put the word manual after it, and if that doesn't work, try PDF manual and you'll probably find one. And you'll never throw it away as well. Oh, and Kim's smart objects had YouTube videos as well. Did not think of YouTube videos to set it up. I think what I've decided is, you know, with the Philips Hue, they are what they are and they just work. And the other ones that, okay, they're a lot less expensive, but I haven't got the time to sit there wasting time trying to set it up. And then they update the application and then the bridge goes completely and you'd have to do it all again. It's just not worth it. It's not worth the time. And so they'll go into storage, those bulbs. But when I put them away, pro tip, if you're setting them all up, get that thing that I've got. I don't know if Dee and Renee have seen it. I'll take a picky of it and put it in on Friday. But that enables you to set them up really quickly and test stuff as well without running around. So that's a really good thing to have in. And when you've got the instructions and configuration settings now, write them down somewhere. That would work really well. Oh, what a good idea, though. To have instructions on YouTube. Great idea. Anyway, we have got to go off and have a birthday party for our girl. She's chomping at the bit here. In fact, I won't say she's hungry, but she's eaten that half a treat that she's turned her nose up at before. So I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.